All right, we had a news story break last night that Lance Armstrong's in trouble again. He was in Aspen at a party with his girlfriend, and apparently he got behind the wheel drunk, ran into a couple of parked cars, and then he and his girlfriend concocted a story where they would say she was driving. Then later she admitted, no, Lance was actually driving, and so now he's facing some charges in Aspen. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about this story and these charges, Lance Armstrong's lawyer, Nathan Shurkins. Good morning, Mr. Shurkins.
Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Thank you for the time, and I understand that you want to set the record straight for Lance.
Yes. I was told to call by your producer, and I want this to be very clear to your viewers.
Listeners.
Television land.
We're on the radio.
That my client, Lance Dunbar Armstrong, has never failed a field sobriety test. He is totally innocent of these charges. And furthermore, and forthwith, I feel very strongly that when the dust settles on this so-called controversy, that we will find Tyler Hamilton behind this package of lies.
What?
Spreading lies and misinformation to bring down a legend in this community.
Well, you know, he's had some pretty strong denials in the past, but it always turned out that he was actually guilty. So are you sure he's not wading into those waters again?
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been to a party and had a few drinks and then left that party in some sort of a vehicular manner?
Yes, I believe I have.
Okay. Have you ever won 7 Tours de France?
No, I don't think.
I didn't think so. Objection overruled. Case dismissed. May God have mercy on both of your souls.
Well, it still doesn't...
Hold on. I got to ask you something, because there's a valet in Aspen who said he opened the door for Lance and Lance got behind the wheel and drove away. So the whole...
Okay, let me stop you right there. The valet at the hotel has credibility issues. Okay? He has his story, okay? And we have our story, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, we like our story.
Boy, these sound very familiar.
Are you going to believe a valet who makes his living stealing radar detectors and nickels or a guy who's raised over $100 million for cancer research for our community?
Yeah, I don't think you can bring it down to just that.
Case dismissed.
Hey, and didn't Lance's girlfriend say that, didn't she admit that she was the passenger,
okay,
not the driver?
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you. Hmm. Look, do you really think that someone who went through cancer treatments, chemotherapies, cancer medical attention, would put something like that alcohol in their body? I mean, come on.
Again, very familiar denial.
Why not?
It doesn't pass the smell test.
Wow, you're going to fight hard for him. I'm afraid...
Let me stop you right there. Look, these people who want to prosecute him for drug driving, what they really want to do is prosecute the cancer community.
No, don't use that. No.
Yes, what we have is the Aspen Police Department's so-called investigation is against cancer research.
That is a ridiculous leap.
Okay, well, what do you say about the several witnesses who said they saw Floyd Landis behind the wheel of that Yukon? Can you prove that Floyd Landis was not behind the wheel of the Yukon? Can you?
I guess we can't.
No.
He's closed, Your Honor.
Well, it sounds like Lance may be going to jail.
Okay, I object to your use of my client's name in connection with this unproven story that mentions jail. What do you think of that?
Well, that's just what they say, that
look,
the charges against
him. Let me stop you right there. The facts are the facts. 30 years of having a driver's license, thousands and thousands of trips in a vehicle, and my client has never tested positive for alcohol at any of them.
Again, a very familiar sounding denial.
What you're seeing is a witch hunt. People just can't stand that my client, Lance Corporal Armstrong, has never been busted for driving a Yukon under the influence of art museum alcohol. He's being singled out because of his success. The facts are clear in this case. There are over 7,000 field sobriety tests performed in America every day. Every day, 7,000 tests. Lance Stretch Armstrong has never failed one of those tests. 7,000, let that sink in.
Okay, I guess you're making some sort of a point.
Now, my client, I would like to announce on your television right now
radio
that we tried to get Oprah to do this interview of Lance clearing his name this time. We were not able to get Oprah again.
Mm-hmm.
She showed little interest. So Lance will appear on a program in Dallas called Intentional Grounding with George DeJohnny and Robert Wilski, and he will deny these charges.
I guess Wilonsky.
Yeah, that's on our station, actually.
Case closed, case dismissed, gentlemen. Your Honor, I object, and I'm overruling you. The end. Yeah,
thank you, sir.
Okay. What was his name?
Nathan Shurkins. Lance's lawyer.
That's Nathan Shurkins with the legal defense of Lance.